Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. Gutterhelmetindy.com.
Today, it's a very special day on the calendar.
Really?
I'm surprised people are actually at work today. It's National High Five Day.
Oh, hey! Happy High Five Day, Hammer!
No one knows for sure when the very first high five happened, but the credit usually goes to former Major League Baseball player and Cubs manager Dusty Baker and his old teammate Glenn Burke. They were playing for the Dodgers 47 years ago, and they smacked hands during their last game of the season on October 2nd, and ESPN did one of those 30 for 30 shorts about it. Dusty Baker, actually pretty modest about it.
No, I didn't invent the high five. All I did was respond to Glenn.
And on the on-deck circle was Glenn Burke, the excited rookie. Glenn put his arm high in the air, and Dusty wasn't sure what to do, so he slapped it.
You can go anywhere around the world, and people know what that is. Everyone wants that moment, and the high five made it accessible to everybody. When you look at how it's changed the world, and it's a universal symbol for all of us to share.
Sometimes you don't know why you do some of the things you do, especially when you're extremely happy. You just respond to each other.
I think it's hilarious that nobody was high-fiving before 1977, apparently.
It was a low-five type of thing back then, but the high-five, Dusty Baker. So my question to you, what's the greatest high-five in history?
When Ryan Seacrest tried to high-five the blind guy on American Idol.
That's it. That's the only answer I will accept. That is 100% right.